So you want to buy green, but who has the time to study it all? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Well, there's a new way for consumers to find out more about the products they buy. Samara Freemark has found a new online guide that lets you look up how good products are for you and for the environment. So, Samara, what's it called?
Well, the website is called The Good Guide, and it lets consumers get a pretty in-depth look at more than 60,000 foods and household products. The site ranks products by their impacts on health, the environment, and society. So, for example, you can look up the new detergent you're thinking of buying and find out what kinds of chemicals are in it, or its environmental impact, and how well the company that makes it treats their workers. The Good Guide is the brainchild of Dara O'Rourke. He's a professor of environmental policy at the University of California at Berkeley. And O'Rourke told me that consumers don't really have easy access to the information they need in order to make smart buying decisions.
What we're trying to do is bring the best available science, put it in an easy, accessible, and free format, and then get it out to people whenever and wherever they make a decision about a product or a company.
That's where the Good Guide iPhone application comes in. Shoppers can scan barcodes at the store to get instant product information.
So where can I find the site?
The site is called goodguide.com, and that's where you can find the iPhone app and the site itself.
Great. Looks like I'm going to have to upgrade my phone. All right. Thanks, Mara.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Environment Report. With so many Americans facing diabetes, heart disease, and other health problems, the Thanksgiving meal has become a battleground in some families. Some people want to make it a healthy meal. Others want to stick to their traditional family dishes. Julie Grant has the story of one family.
4 years ago, Linda Barbaric gave her left kidney to her sister. The surgery went well, but since then there have been a lot of other health problems in the family.
We've had a few strokes in the family, we've got diabetes, we've got high blood pressure, we've got some other heart conditions, a few heart attacks.
That's some serious stuff. Linda thinks a lot of it has to do with the way her family eats, lots of salt, fat, and sweets. She's hosting everyone for Thanksgiving dinner and thought this might be a good time to get them all on board with healthier eating. So she sent out a mass email to the family.
So I thought this year, why not give everyone a challenge and make it a healthy Thanksgiving? Really, you know, no fats, no butters, no salts, no heavy creams.
The resounding response, no salt, no fat, no fun. Someone even said they wouldn't come. Her brother-in-law, Matt Previtt, is one of those with a heart condition. He appreciates Linda's thought, but...
For one meal, for one day, one special occasion, it's not worth it.
So Matt says, why not have the gravy, have the butter? But his sister-in-law, Linda, says it's not 1 or 2 days a year. Her family, like many, eats fatty, salty foods all the time. That's one big reason why 2/3 of American adults are considered overweight or obese, and diabetes has become an epidemic. It wasn't always this way. Linda Spurlock is director of human health at the Museum of Natural History in Cleveland. She says the original Thanksgiving meal was probably a small, lean turkey, squirrel, raccoon, and roasted root vegetables.
How it got bigger and bigger and bigger, I have a feeling that it wasn't until quite recently that people had expectations of several different kinds of pie for dessert. And yes, giblet gravy and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Spurlock says Americans can start eating healthier, but Thanksgiving probably isn't the time for it. Linda Barbaric has come to the same conclusion.
And I kind of just backed off on it and said, you know, do what you're going to do. I'm just grateful to have Thanksgiving, but I have a feeling there'll be some fat.
That's the Environment Report. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.